This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fifth week of middle summer. Something must be lost or absent in any narrative for it to unfold, notes the literary commentator Terry Eagleton. If everything stayed in place, there would be no story to tell. Certainly the year is a story that each person reads. And even though annual rhythms are circular and repeating, the growth and death of the seasons progress through linear natural events. Flowers or leaves or birdsong or insect calls, they progress like words on a page, kanji or hieroglyphic messages that move the plot, a plot in which events and objects appear and grow, change color and fragrance and form, and then die. And this is always a progression, one thing replacing another, so that the seasonal narrative itself is compelling, relating to us a story that we think we know will end, but do not know exactly how. Mallow Asiatic lilies and day lilies now disappear in the garden. Lizard's tail and wood nettle go to seed along the riverbanks. Blue weed, white vervain, motherwort, and white sweet clover have ended their seasons. Petals of the hobble bush darken. Parsnip heads, honewort pods, and sweet sicily pods are dry enough to split and spill their seeds. But late summer's burdock and Jerusalem artichokes bloom now. Tall blue bellflowers, pale violet bouncing bets, gray coneflowers and pink germander color the waysides. Water hemlock, Joe pieweed, and arrowhead blossom in the swamps. Round galls swell on the goldenrod. And nothing stays in place for long. We know the plot, having lived through more than one spring and summer. But we see something different each time, in the same way that we find different messages in books that we read again, or in films that we watch over and over. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the sixth week of middle summer. In the meantime, watch what's happening. Follow the plot.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.